This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Cities up and down the Mississippi River are already experiencing major flooding, and the water continues to rise. Brian Pierce is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. We spoke Tuesday afternoon. Pierce says it's pretty rare for the Mississippi River to flood in the fall.
Generally, fall is considered the driest time of the year, and it's also what would be considered the start of the water year when river levels are usually at their lowest. So this is a little unusual, but it's not unheard of.
What is contributing this? What is causing what we're seeing and about to be experiencing down here in southeast Iowa, northeast Missouri, and such?
We've been in an extremely wet pattern, which has been resulting in above normal rainfall, and then with tropical systems making landfall in certain areas, there's been moisture from those that have been coming north that have added to the abnormally high rainfall.
We're seeing elevated crests, not as high as some of the past major events, but still elevated levels. How long are the models showing that this could remain?
Well, the new forecasts that came out this morning have got river levels more or less rising all the way through day 7 with no indication of a crest on the Mississippi River. So the crest is obviously going to be beyond 7 days, and it's part of that is going to then be how much rain falls in the next 36 hours in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
And what are we looking at? Are we looking at more rain in those key areas?
We are looking at the potential for another 1 to 2 inches of rain. There could be locally higher amounts. The problem is you get into Minnesota and Wisconsin, the ground is already saturated, really can't take any more water. So any heavy rain they get up there is going to run down immediately into the area rivers that eventually works its way into the Mississippi. And water for there is going to take about 10 days probably before it would get down towards southeast Iowa and northeast Missouri.
So it's one of those cases where if it's raining farther north, you might say, okay, well, it's done raining there, but that water still has to travel south.
Right, and that takes quite a while to turn around and get all that way far south. It's at least about a 10-day period.
Is it also normal, too? I mean, you're seeing these spikes to see a whole 7 day and not see a crest in sight. When you get into these larger flood issues, is that kind of more the common ground?
It can happen, especially if the abnormally wet pattern that you've been in is persisting. And, of course, you still have one more heavy rain event that is expected to happen. So we saw this happen in 2008. I think it happened in 93. And there may have been another year since 2008 that it happened, but I can't think of that one immediately off the top of my head.
Or could we have a situation, I mean, everyone around here knows those dates immediately, to 1993, 2008. I mean, could this be that type of event?
Right now, it does not look like it's going to be that, because part of the reason is when the rain that has come down has been hitting different areas at different times, so in 93 and 2008, the rain was more or less very consistent, happening in the same areas. And then on a couple of occasions, you had heavy rain occurring just ahead of the crest as it was moving down certain rivers in eastern Iowa, which then added to the height of the flooding that turned around and occurred.
Brian Pierce is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says it could be a few weeks before the Mississippi River recedes. The floodwater is already affecting travel. The Missouri Department of Transportation has closed Highway 61 in Clark County at Alexandria and Route B north of Canton. Keokuk City Administrator Cole O'Donnell expects the city to close Victory Park and Mississippi Drive as the river reaches its crest. And Fort Madison Public Works Director Larry Driscoll anticipates closing Riverview Park and several streets. He says sandbagging will be required around several city buildings as well. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.